My next guest, of course, Paul Beach, now always a pleasure to catch up with you on behalf of your Convention and Tourism Bureau. You, the executive director, are your trees a turning and or maybe even a falling?
They are, they're hanging on for dear life right now, Shelley. It's been a really nice fall for us. Fall colors came a little bit earlier this year, and they have been spectacular. But we've had a little bit of rain and some windy weather, to be honest with you. And so we've lost some of our leaves. And but it has been really a magnificent fall season. September and early October for travel overall has been a really, really, really strong.
Wonderful. Again, introducing you as a leader in the Tourism and Convention Bureau with Gaylord. Remind me again about how you function and what you are in charge of and in your area to get me up there.
Yeah, so we are the marketing, the tourism marketing organization for the Gaylord region, if you will. And like around the state of Michigan, there are 60 organizations that market travel and tourism to their respective communities. So we market and promote the Gaylord area as a great place to visit and spend some time. And our tagline, Shelley, is all outdoors. Oh. And that's been a boon for us during these uncertain times because we have seen people flocking outdoors like never before. I have seen more bikes and kayaks and stand-up paddle boards and campers and ATV vehicles than I've ever seen. And what we have seen is that people are really getting back to the outdoors. We have some great trail systems here. We have some great hiking trails, and we've got a bike trail called the North Central Trail that goes from Waters, Michigan, which is about 10 miles south of Gaylord. Literally, you can ride your bike all the way to Mackinac City and see the Mackinac Bridge, and you cross the Sturgeon River a number of times. We're also famous for having the Pigeon River Country State Forest right out our back door, and which is home to one of the largest free-ranging elk herds east of the Mississippi. And we're getting a lot of people coming into our visitor center looking for elk information. And this is a great time because the males are bugling. They make a really awkward, high-pitched noise to call in the females and to call in the other males and then scare them off. So they're moving. The horns are absolutely magnificent, but they're on the move this time of the year. And there's a pretty good chance if you take a nice drive out in the Pigeon River Forest, you're going to see some moseying around. That herd is about 1,300 animals, and they are just absolutely magnificent.
I'm sure you could make that call for me. Can you make that sound? Next, maybe after.
I cannot.
Maybe after 5 on a Friday night. How's
imagine
that?
Maybe after 5 on a Friday. That's a great idea. But imagine a high-pitched, if you were listening to a trumpet and you were playing the extreme high range of the trumpet, it would sound like that. It would be a long, drawn-out, almost painful-sounding trumpet that would be screeching, and they're quite loud, and that's why they call it bugling.
All right. Well, while we converse, I'm going to be searching YouTube.
I've only tried to do it one time, and it did not end well. It was a horrible recreation of an elk bugling. So I won't. Yeah. I will not hurt your listeners right now with that.
I am Googling elk bugle. So stand by. We've got another 6 minutes. Teasing me with up north activities, Paul.
You know, the lakes are still beautiful right now, and right now, Shelley, is a great time to get out in your kayak. The water's actually pretty warm. It's been a beautiful summer here. We've had lovely temperatures, and we've had warm, sunny days, and just the occasional rainfall, which has been needed at the correct times, but we've still got golf going on. We've got 20 golf courses in the area. Some of them are closing up. There's a lot of them that will stay open, weather dependent, into October. And, of course, you know, we are making preparations for our snow season. We are hands down, I say this very unabashedly, and I've been on your show to talk about winter activities, but we are hands down one of the top winter vacation destinations in the state of Michigan with regard to our consistent snowfall, with regard to the variety and quality of winter outdoor activities that can be had here in the Gaylord area. So I know quite possibly many of your listeners are not really crazy about snow, but it is a way of life for us up here. We get abundant snowfall. We average about 150 inches of snow annually, and that makes for some terrific snowmobiling and cross-country skiing and snowshoeing. I'm an avid snowshoer myself. I get out 4 or 5 days a week. We have 2 downhill ski resorts in the Gaylord area, at Treetops and at the Otsego Resort. Snowmobiling, we've got over 300 miles of groomed snowmobile trails that you can, when you get on our main trail system here in Gaylord, again, you can go to the Mackinac Bridge, you can drive over to Alpena and over towards Petoskey and East Jordan and all these quaint small towns throughout northern Michigan. And there's just not a better way to see northern Michigan, in my opinion, than in the wintertime.
Wonderful. Paul Peach now with us again, Executive Director of Gaylord Tourism and Convention Bureau, hopping a skip up north from, of course, our listening area, and certainly worth it. Okay, stand by, Paul, because I did find that bugle call. So as they say often in the world of YouTube, wait for it. Stand by. Here he is. Here he is. Okay, how'd we do there? I'm gonna have.
That
was good, wasn't it?
That was pretty spectacular. I think my description sounded pretty good. It's the high end of a trumpet at the very top. Doesn't really sound like a dog per se, but it's a screeching noise. And they raise their head and they tilt their head back. And what they're doing when they bugle, Shelly, is they're doing two things. They're letting the females know that they're hanging around, so that's important. But the other thing they do with the bugle is they're calling the other males in because they want to go and they want to scare the other males off and they want to establish dominance. So two things going on, and they do it in the fall.
Okay.
For a good 6 weeks, they're moving around, and they'll get quite aggressive and a lot. You'll see a lot of the males locking horns and jostling back and forth. And if you don't have time to get out to the Pigeon River Forest and take a nice drive, our city of Gaylord maintains a herd of about 40 elk, and they have deer, and they have some sika deer and some fallow deer over near a little spot that I've taken you before. Taken you snowshoeing over there called Aspen Park.
I love it.
And Aspen Park is right near the city of Gaylord. It's about a half mile south, and they have a 2 mile of paved pathways that you can enjoy hiking. And then tied within that, they have a 10K single track, and you can hike on the single track. You can take your mountain bike on the single track, and it's just really a spectacular resource for us. If you want to take the family for a nice walk, or you want to put them on the paved part of the trail, it's just a really phenomenal asset. I take my dog over there almost every day. I've got a golden retriever named Mac, and that's where we go for our walks, and you'll see people enjoying that area, and it borders the fenced-in area where the city maintains the elk herd. So pretty common to see them out on a walk, and you're guaranteed to see the elk.
Yeah, thanks, because I always like to talk about the animals. Run, Bambi, run. Hey, we need to find out how to perhaps work with you and your center to get me a weekend trip. How does that happen?
So you can go look us up at GaylordMichigan.net, Shelley. We have a really cool little lakes brochure that's got all of the lake access, and we also have a hiking trail brochure that highlights 11 hiking trails in the area. And then, of course, our visitor guide, which has all the information you need about the Gaylord area. So look us up at GaylordMichigan.net.
Paul Beach, now, thank you very much for you and your leadership. And, well, I've got to come up and say hello to my favorite elk. Take care to you, Paul.